Okay, today is Daf Kuf. We're on Daf Kuf. We're on the 1-2-3rd line from the top. Rish Lakish, Achvale Dinara L'Rabbi Elazar. He showed a coin to Rabbi Elazar. He wanted to know if this coin is a good coin, you know, good quality. Amal Yehu, he said it's excellent. Amale, you should know, says Rish Lakish, Chazi Da Alecha Kasam Chira. I'm relying on you that you said it's excellent. Amale, Kitam Chalai, my Lememra. You're relying on me? What's the point in telling me that? What are you trying to get at? That what? That e mishkakach bisha be'ena lachlufilach. That if somehow somebody rejects it and doesn't want to take it, you're going to come back to me and ask me for a refund. I should pay. Va'at hu damarta. But you held Reb Meir he that it's Reb Meir. The don dina de garmi. You said that Reb Meir is the one who holds from garmi. It's indirect damage. That is causing damage. It's indirect damage. My love, don't you mean that Reb Meir for lo sviro lan kava say? We don't even know like that. So how could you ever have a tain on me? So Amalei, no. Lo. So Rish Lakish back, lo. Reb Meir he, it's Reb Meir, for sviro lan kava say. And I do hold like Reb Meir. I do hold like that. I do hold that we hold from Garmi. So many hold, now I'll spend 2 minutes on this. Many hold, the Mordechai, the Ritzvah, the Rashi holds like that. There is no difference between Grumma and Garmi. It's the same thing. There's no difference between them. Why is one called Grumma and one called Garmi? That's because one is whether or not it's more likely, if it's more common or less common. That's all. The only difference is, I'm sorry. Yeah, if it's more common, it's called Garmi. And then the Chacham made a knas on you and you're Chayiv. Reb Meir holds you're Chayiv. But if it's hezek, that's not matzoi or rogel, it's called a grumma, and you're not chayev. But lamais, it's the same grumma. It's the same indirect damage. The sma in Shulchan Aruch says that's why it's called garmi and grumma. Garmi means you could like sort of attribute it to me. You could sort of attribute it to me. Grumma means some grumma, some indirect thing happened. What does that mean? What does that mean? If we can make that make more sense, that Garmi means the damage happened to the item itself. For example, I burned the check. I didn't burn your money. I burned the check. I mean, I burned the star. But I. So what do we say? It's only indirect damage. But I destroyed the document itself. Of course I'm chayav for that. What's grumma? Grumma is I throw your item out the window. I throw your Chinese antique vase out the window, but there's a cushion on the bottom. And then someone came and removed the cushion. I didn't cause damage to your item. That's a grumma. It's indirect damage, that and putter. That's the difference between garmi and grumma. They're both indirect, but one's to the item itself, and one's some indirect way that it got damaged. Interesting distinction, right? Yeah.
We have Garmi
in other places. I mean, it doesn't. I don't know if it comes. It comes up once in a blue moon. I mean, Baba Kam is the Masechta about Nezikin,
right?
About this kind of Nezikin, right? So where it comes up, right? So these are the dafs where it really comes up.
Right. I'm just curious if it's anywhere else.
What?
It's anywhere else.
I know that the Ramban wrote a whole sefer on Garmi, a whole kuntras about what Garmi is. You know, he held it's different than Grumma. So what exactly the differences are, I'm not sure. What?
It's always come up with the exact same thing. The question of Grumma and Garmi.
Right, exactly. The Ramban actually holds it's a Dindaraisa, some say it's a Knas. Okay, very good. Next. So, now, hi, Reb Meir. Which Reb Meir do we know? How do we know that Reb Meir holds Garmi? How do we know that? So, Ilema Reb Meir, now it's Dal Lamed Mem Pei Simon, Ditnan. You ready for this? Donas Hadain. If a judge judged a case, and he judged the case, Zika es achayev, he made a mistake. He was mezak as someone who should be chayev, or chayev es hazikoy, or he's mechayev somebody who should have been not chayev, timei es hatahar, he was metamah something that should have been ruled tahar, or tar es hatimei, or he was metar something that should have been really tamei, masha asa asui, whatever he did, the ruling stands. V'yishalim beso. But he has to pay out of his own pocket. What does that mean, the ruling stands? Reuven and Shimon come to Beis Din. I rule. They come to me from Beis Din. The Beis Din rules in favor of Reuven. And Shimon pays Reuven $100. That was wrong. Right? Shimon pays Reuven $100. So that was wrong. So what's the story now? Does Reuven have to give the $100 back to Shimon? No. The judges have to pay Reuven $100. Right? Yes?
How many judges are there?
Three.
There are three.
I think so. I think it's a unit.
The other way, we only have one judge.
Right. So, Masha Asa Asui, V'yishala Mi Beso. Right? What's done is done, but you have to pay Mi Beso, meaning from their house. Right? Now, so isn't that Grumma? Because I caused Reuven a $100 loss.
Right.
Why? I hurt Reuven.
No, but
because I made a ruling against him. Right. It was a wrong ruling. It's an indirect damage. You pay Reuven back. So that's the Gemara. I'm going to reject it. That's the Havamina. Havamina, that's the case. The mayor holds. And by the way, how do you even know it's a mayor? Because it's a Stam Mishnah. Right? So what does the Gemara say? No. Ha'idmar Allah, we learned about that. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav, Vu Shinot. Okay, before we get to the answer, we're going to reject it. We say that it's not indirect. Okay, before we get to the answer, so when is it true that a judge has to pay out of Mibeso? When is that true? What? What kind of mistake did he make?
He ruled the wrong way.
Why did he rule the wrong way? Wait, Tanam Arts? Why did he rule the wrong way? The answer is, because the halacha can go like this, it can go like this. The consensus is like this, and he went like that. What if it's an open pasuk and he didn't read the pasuk? That's not even a lawsuit. That's not even a psak.
So what's the case here exactly?
What?
What's the case?
So the case is, that's one of these big tosfos. The case is, it's called, where is it?
We always assume he's not ignorant. We assume that he doesn't have all the facts.
Exactly. No, not all the facts.
Yeah.
No.
Why else did he make a rope sock?
Because the ruling, it's called shikel hadas.
Meaning?
It can go like this. It can go like this.
Okay, so why would he go one way or over another?
Because he went against the crowd. That's the he went against the consensus.
So why,
I don't know, because he made a mistake. He made a mistake.
Oh, because that means he didn't know the information.
Not information.
No, he made
not a halacha.
I meant halacha.
Right. He has all the facts. He made a mistake in the halacha.
Okay.
There's a different mistake he can make where it's a glaring mistake. It's not a glaring mistake. He can make a... The pasuk says you have to keep Shabbos. Whatever you can think of something. The pasuk says you're not allowed to steal. He stole. Oh, I'm ruling in his favor. That's a glaring mistake.
Halacha.
Right. So that... it's called a ta bedavar hamafurish batorah. Something that's mafurish batorah, you can't claim. That's not this case. That'd be a different result, right? That's it's called ta bedvar mishnah. Then you have to give the money back. Ta bedvar mishnah, right? Just the reason I'm mentioning this is because ta bedvar mishnah doesn't just mean something's mafurish batorah. Kol davar hamafurish batalmud. It's a ferish gemara. Kol davar sheyesh bo machlokes. There's a machlokus about it. Vehriya ketalmud beperish, but the Gemara clearly takes a side. Also, taha dayin beklale halacha shebetalmud. If the dayin makes a mistake in the klalim, for example, Rabbi Akiva against him, Rabbi Akiva chaverav against that one, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel, who do you pass? Like all these, he makes a mistake in all that.
Abayin,
all these things. That's a glaring mistake.
He'll
right, it's a glaring. Right, he'll pass like Shammai. It's a glaring, glaring mistake. We don't say, well, okay, let him pay the din. The din's a good din. He has to compensate. No, it's not a din. You make a mistake like that. It's not a din. So what's left? So what kind of mistake did he make already?
A mistake in Matzias.
Yeah, that, well, not only that.
He didn't have all the facts.
Not only that.
No, he forgot something that wasn't so clear.
Yeah.
That's all under the same.
Listen to this. The Chavis Yar says, Shekal dat din hamafurish bedivri haposkim. Right? Hatoebo harehu keto bedvar mishnah. Remember, Moshe said this. Don't argue on him. In the poskim. It's not a Gemara. Right. Moshe's not a Gemara. He's a great man. It's not Gemara. It's also the same thing. That would not be this case.
Sure.
What's left?
Also
right. Right?
Well, this week's parsha does say you have to follow the rabbis no matter what they say, right? The Sanhedrin, right?
Yeah.
Right. Even if you know it's wrong, you have to follow what they say.
Yeah. What is, how does that make sense? That pasuk,
right?
That Rashi. The Rashi. How does that make sense?
Ramban there also,
yeah, but how does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's
even if he tells you the yamin is the small. How does that make sense?
It's like Mahabla, I'm just following order.
So Rabbi has an unbelievable word about that. He says, when I look at you, your right is my left. Right?
Right.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, that's right. How you see it.
Right? He tells you it's on the right. What it means, on the left. Now, come look at it from my side. It's an unbelievable word.
Yeah, that's not black and white. That's
what?
That's
no, that's perspective. When I look at you, your right, your left hand is on my right. When you're looking at me, it's the opposite. Right? So I say, what do you mean? It's the left. No, come around on my side. You'll see it's the right. It's just good word, though.
Yeah.
That's not what Rashi says. That's what he means. Right? Anyway, it's an interesting Gemara here. Yeah. Right? So when does the judge have to, the ruling stands, but the judges made a mistake, they have to pay me beso. That's only, this is a very, very rare kind of mistake.
Right. Right?
Every other mistake, not in a halacha, that's not a patur. Then you give the money back. It was a mistake. So Idmar Allah, which we learned about that, Amar Bilai, Amar Hun, Amar Rav, Vushanatal Vinasan Biyado. Somehow the Dayan himself took the money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. So Rashi says on the last wide line of Rashi, Shenasan Vinasan Biyad, Vizik Esachayev, Shahayala Mashkin Lamalva, Mimenu, there was a mashkin there, Vinatal Dayan Lamashkin, Shahzira Lalova, and he took the mashkin, the judge, and he gave it back to the Lova. Vikhayev Esazakai, Vinatal Biyad Mamon Menanitva, Vishil Mutovea. He took the money from Reuven and he gave it to Shimon. He himself beat, that's not indirect. He said, give me $100 out of your wallet. Give me $100. Here, you go. You win. That's not Biyadayim. That's not indirect. That's not a grummer. V'timeyes ha-tohar, notal sheretz biyadam, v'zarku aleha l'tamo. Took the sheretz to threw it at them, threw it on the stuff, not on their food, made the food tamei. Vaday l'hachzik b'dvarav, to show how right he is. I'm going to show you. Give me that sheretz, right? So, v'tiyeres ha-tamei, notal adayin l'peiros t'meim. He took payros, the arvad and shar payros ish. He mixed them up with the other payros, right? Hasholo, the havali osamaisi be a daim umazik. That's not a groma. That's a different story.
That's a
hedge. Right. That can't be a mayor. That's not indirect. That's direct as could be.
He keeps referring to one judgment. I didn't say they.
Yes, I'm not sure. You can go to one judge if you want to go, if he's a mumcha, if you agree, or it just means one bezdin. Okay, anyway, Ela Harabe, how about this for mayor? Ditnan, which we're going to have later. Letzavalo Adam, Vitzavo Shachar. I asked you to do it red, you did it black. Shachar, Vitzavo Adam, black, and you did it red. Rebeir Omer, no sin lo demet simro. You give him the demet semer. Why do you give him the demet semer? Right? Because. Very difficult. This is a very difficult havamina. The Gemara answers, "Hasanami hasam ka'avim biyadayim." He did it directly. How? What was the havamina?
That was garmi, wasn't it?
What's the havam? That's the havamina. The havamina was because I take the dye.
It says it doesn't take effect for 2 days.
Doesn't take effect for 2 days. So for 2 days, it's dying. I'm not doing anything.
It's only grammar.
I'm watching TV for 2 days while I'm waiting for this to die. So that 2 days is a grammar. That's the havamina.
But that's part of the process.
What?
That's part of the process.
That's the answer. The answer is, it's not grama. It was a havamina. Havamina was, because it goes by itself, really. All I do is stick the dye in, and I walk away.
So what's the answer to the coin thing?
What coin thing?
The one that gave bad advice to the coin. Do we hold by karmi or not?
We do.
We do.
Grama maybe not, but karmi yeah. So what's the difference? So we said, the difference is, if you damage the item itself, as opposed to if I take your vase, I throw it out the window, but on the bottom there was a cushion. So it wasn't going to break. And then someone came and took the cushion away. That's not garmi. It didn't do anything to the item. Some other thing happened to make it break. That'd be different. As opposed to I take your star and I burn it. right? So Imam is
Deuteronomy.
The
entire body, the Zohar Karmi, that's a direct...
No, it's not. Because the Shtar is not worth money itself. It's a piece of paper, right? But I did tell you the item itself. That's the best. That's the best answer I saw.
Maybe the person should have checked to see if the cushion was there.
He did check. He did check. It was there. It's sitting there. After I threw it, someone came and took it away.
Oh,
that's a grummer. Okay. You see, okay. This is the difference. Anyway, right. Okay. So, Ella Harbor Mayor. You ready for this? Ready for this? Not an easy case. Ditnan. If I take my vines and I throw them into your tevuah field, they're over on Klayim. Yeah.
Why yes?
Because
yes.
What?
I plant it.
Yeah, I plant it in your. I don't like you, so I want to make you a lot of damage. Right. I'm going to take a vine when you go on vacation. You come back and all of a sudden there's Klayim here, right? Hamasachech got the gafano al gavi tevuah of shalchaveru harezek kidesh. I just kiddush means it's usher. I damaged it, v'chayiv, and I have to pay. Right. So what kind of grub is that? Hasam nami dekav b'yadayim. It has an indirect. What was the havamin even? What was the havamin? Ella harameir. It must be the following case. D'tanya. Now let's say like this. Let's say we're neighbors, and you have a wheat field over here. And I have my next door to you is me. Your field's next door to my field, and I have a vineyard, and you have a wheat field. So is that mutter?
Yes. Yes.
So,
if there's a fence,
what if there's no fence? If there's a fence, how close can they be to each other? They can be an inch apart. The fence can be 1 inch thick. They're an inch apart. It's okay. What if there's no fence?
Then
it has to be four amos apart.
Four
amos. Yeah. Whose responsibility is it for the four amos? Both of them. The answer is it only is on the guy who owns the vineyard. Why? Technical reasons. Because the reason why you need 4 amos is to him. Because he needs 4 amos to work the vineyard. That's the halacha. Okay? So, this is the ready for this case of Garmi? Titania. There was a wall between me and you, between my vineyard and your wheat field, right? Shenifritza, and the wall fell down. Now that the wall fell down, what's going to happen now? Now they have to be 4 hours apart. If they don't, if they have 2 choices now, either you move 4 hours apart, or you put that wall back. Who has to put the wall back?
Mexicans.
Who has to put the good one? Go ahead. Who has to put the wall back? The answer is the owner of the vineyard. Why? Because he's the reason why we need the 4 hours to begin with. So it's on his shoulders. He doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. I'm not doing it. I don't care. What happens? Client. That's indirect. Right?
He didn't do anything.
So, Mechitas Akerim Shenifritza, the wall fell down. Amar Ligdar, Amalo, the owner of the Tvua tells the owner of the vineyard, Gidar, put that wall back. Nifritza, it fell again. Amalo Gidar, put the wall back. What did I say, twice? So we have time, we'll do it, Tosfos. Nisgayish me, man. He gives up on this guy. He says, yeah, he's not going to put the wall back. V'lo gadra, he doesn't put it up. Hareze kidesh, it becomes asur. V'chayev b'achriyaso. And the owner of the vineyard is chayev. Why? It's a grumma, a garmi, whatever you want to call it. It did direct damage. Right? By not putting the wall up, he made indirect damage.
Right.
No? No good?
Yeah. You say shev al-kase.
What? That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
It's a grumma,
it's also a psik ratio. Oh, so Tosfos says that le'e amalo gedor pirish le'bal hakerem. The Baal HaKerem's talking. He's talking to the Baal HaKerem. Put the wall back. Why don't he have to put the wall back? He's just as guilty for Klayim as the Baal HaKerem. No, it's the Baal HaKerem's duty, not his duty. Right? The who? Hamazik. The Baal HaKerem is considered the mazik. Why? Because it's his job to put the wall back. Why? Because on the other side also.
Not really.
So the answer is because it's the Baal HaKerem's reason why you have to have a wall there.
It wouldn't be a problem.
The Dalet Amos laharchik who b'shul avodas hakerem. Because the reason why you have to separate 4 amos is because the kerem needs 4 amos of breathing space to harvest. So it's his responsibility to have four amos. His responsibility, it's not his responsibility. It's because of him that you need four amos. It's because of him you need the wall. Kididnan, below Yachbar. Loyita Adam Ilam Samach Lasada Chavero. You can't build a tree next to his field. Elim Gedharchak Gemed Adal Ramos. Echad Gefonim Vechad Kol Ilam. It doesn't matter what it is, it has to be four amos away. Umfarish Brigamara, Dal Ramos Sha'amru Kineged Avodas HaKerem. The four amos is for the Kerem. For the working the Kerem. Fafil or Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Hassam, even Rabbi Yossi might have a different sheet there. Alanizik, Laharchik is Hatzmo, the Nizik has to distance himself. Ha'amar Ravashi, Hassam, Mode, Rabbi Yossi, Begiri, Delay. Rabbi Yossi will agree that by a Kerem, it's Gilidim, it's his arrows, meaning it's his fault. Fahacha, Giri, Debala Kerem, who, it's the arrows of Debala Kerem, Kidachashdinan Le, Shloyova, Machrishaso, Betada Chavero. You shouldn't bring the plow into his field. Lefikach tzarich lasas kosel ulhachag arba amos. Therefore, it's on the Baal HaKerem's responsibility to do either one. V'had d'nakat omer lo gedor, v'lo nakat chayev l'gedor. Why do you say omer lo gedor? How about chayev l'gedor? You have an obligation to do this? Why didn't it say that language? Nero l'ri, lefisha tzarich lahasros bo. You have to give him a heads up. V'yim lo hasru bo l'gedor, ein chayev achriyaso. And if you didn't tell him that the wall came down, how's he supposed to know? So you have to, by the way, I'm warning you. You better put that wall up. Otherwise, it's going to be climbing. It's going to be big problems. Right? V'lohachi nakat nami trei zimni. That's why it says it twice. Nifritza amalol agdar. Da'af pam shenis de nifritza tzarech lahasros bo. Even if it happens a second time, you have to warn him again. You better do this because if not, it's going to be on your head. V'yimlo hasru bo ligdar ein chayev ba'achriyaso. And if you don't warn him, he's not chayev. You can't not warn him and then send him a bill. Right, look what you did. You damaged my... You can't do that. Why? Shein sover liyos chayev ligdor kol shosh nifritza. How's he supposed to know he's chayev? Right? V'nifritza b'pam shlishis. What happens if it happens a third time? Mesapku l'ri in tzarech lahasros bo b'chol pam oshema tzagi betray zimni. Maybe two is enough. Then already you're on notice. The wall's a bad wall. And you have to...
Why is he oblivious? Why is
it on the Baal HaTvua? Because it's not his responsibility.
Why, it's his
carob. It's not his carob. It's next door. That's what we just we spent 20 lines. It's the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem to put up the wall.
Right, who's telling who here?
The Baal HaTvua is telling the Baal HaKerem. By the way, the wall came down.
But how much time?
Now we're going to get to that issue right now. Rabbeinu Tam Farish, Lahachi Nakat Trei Zimni. That's why he says it twice. Lashbin and Shem Yesh Tosefes Masayim. The rule is that it's a 1 in 200 bittel rate. The rate's 1 in 200, right? So, what if... So, I'm not 100, because he's going to... What does that mean, 1 in 200? I have the 200 more tefuah than vineyard. So, let's say the tefuah is a full tefuah, a full field, and the vineyard's just starting to grow now. It's for sure batel. As time goes on, and the vineyard starts to grow, it becomes less batel.
Right?
Right? Because the vineyard's growing, it's ruining 1 in 200. It'll be 1 in 190, 1 in 180. So here, let's say it was 1 in 199. The wall came down. Now maybe made it a problem. Put the wall back. Took the wall. The wall fell down again. So do you combine all those times when there was no wall to break the 200? This tells us no. Right? Chiyesh Tosfos Masayim Bein Masha Hosef Shnifritz Rishona or Bein Masha Hosef Shnifritz Lashnia the Amid Starfin Lesar. You don't combine those times. It took a week for the guy to. You don't combine. Well, that week it grew a week. Now maybe it's less than 200 now. You don't say that, right? The kama butla. Just like, let's say I have a pitcher of wine, and I have treif wine, and I pour in a drop of wine. What happened? It's butla. Right, the yayinesach is batel in my wine. What if a minute later I put another 2 ounces? It's also batel. I put another 2 ounces a minute later. It's another batel. At the end of the day, there's more yayinesach in here than wine. The answer is it's all batel. Why? Because kama batel. Each drop, if you put it in a one lump like that, you have a problem. You have yayinesach. But if you can do it slowly, won't be a problem. Same thing over here with the vineyard. Right. By the way, the rest of the Tosas talk about other cases in Shas of kama bottle. By mikvah, putting in apostle things, and by the wine, The whole long thing about kama kama bottle.
So this beklaim also.
Beklaim also.
Same thing.
Kama kama bottle. Right now it was a good bottle. Right, it grew a little more. Then it's always gonna be bottle. Ah, the wall came down. So you don't combine these open spaces. Okay, that's a very okay.
Wait. Now I still get them to see. So why is it on the again? I don't get the answer. Why is it on the balance
because,
to tell the guy?
Because
why didn't he know that?
Because the reason you need four amos separation or a wall is to accommodate the balak harem. That's why. Since it's for his accommodation, it's his responsibility. You can quibble with that rule. I'm not sure if 100% understand that rule myself. You can quibble with it, but that's the rule. So therefore, it's his responsibility.
Right.
So he has to be on notice. So how is he supposed to know? So you have to tell him. By the way, the wall fell down. Oh. If you don't, well, why don't you put it up? It's not my job. That's what's going on. Next toes. Okay, next. Okay, finish this. Now, not sure I understand the next Mishnah either. It's an easy Mishnah, but we did this Mishnah 50 times in the past 2 weeks. Right? Here's the actual Mishnah. Right? Hatzava hanosin temer leteva. You give wool to a dyer. Vehikdacha yora. And the pot ruined the dye. Nosing lo deme timro. You give him back the value of his dye. Does that make sense? Wool. Deme timro, the value of his wool.
Yeah.
Rashi says, for haleka shivcha klal, there's no shevach here. Tanisar flagamri, it's destroyed. For leka lamim im hashevach yosef. There's no sad to say, well, if the value is more than the dye, that's the next case. Next case is, tzavo ka'ur. What if it ruined it, but it didn't totally destroy it? Right, is that what it means?
No, he died poorly.
I'm sorry. So im shevach yeser al hotza. If the increase in the value is more than what it cost the dyer, no say low. Then you give back to the owner as hayitzia, the expenses. V'im hayitzia yeser al hashevach. But if the yitzia, if the expenses cost more than the shevach, then no say low as hashevach. You give the shevach. Okay?
But if you thought it poorly, why is your shevach? Okay.
What? It's still shevach.
One minute.
L'tzvo lo adom. I asked you to dye it red. V'tzavo shachar. You did it black. Shachar, it was black. By the way, in that first case, nobody argues. Mm-hmm. Nobody argues. Right? What does that mean? It was worth, you brought in a dye worth $10. Right? It cost me $1 of dyeing materials to dye it. And now it's worth 12. So what do I give you back? 11.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. If the shevach was greater than the yitziah, which it was,
right,
then no say lo is hayitziah. I give you my expenses.
Right.
If not, I give you then the shevach.
Right?
What's the other case? It cost me, you bring in $10. It cost me $5 to dye it. Cost me $5 to dye it. But it's only worth now 14. Right? So what do I give you now? Right?
9.
What? I give you, if Hashem, you say al Hashevach, if it costs more to dye it than it's worth, no, it's in lowest Hashevach. Then I give you the improvement. Right? What kind of person would do that? The Mashal asked this question. Who's going to dye something that it costs him more than making a profit? Nobody does that.
It didn't come out like you wanted it.
So that must be the answer, right? Now that's the next case. Because it's the exact same thing. Letzavash, Adam, Letzavash, Shachar. I asked you to do it red, you did it black. Letzavashachar, Letzavash, Adam. Remeir, Omer, Nosen, Lois, Demet, Simmer. You give him back. You give back the dye, right? The value of the dye, right?
Sarah's wool.
Well, I'm sorry, wool. I keep saying dye. I'm sorry, wool. You give back the value of the wool. Why you give back the value of the wool? Right? Because he's coding it as a goslin.
Right.
And then he b'shalim b'shalim like zela. That's the easy one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ha-shevach yasar al ha-yitziah, if the increase is more than the expenses, nosin lo ha-yitziah, pay him the expenses. So I didn't want a red dye. Well, somebody wants that. That we did a bad job.
Exactly.
Somebody wants that. V'im ha-yitziah yasar al ha-shevach, but if the expenses cost more than the dyeing, I made a mistake. I dyed it red instead of black. How could the expenses cost more than what it's going to be worth afterwards? How could that be? Ask the Marsha.
Why?
I'm going to spend $10. You gave me a wool for $10. It cost me $5 to dye it. And it's only worth 14? What kind of dyer? Before he said he did a bad job, didn't do what he wanted to come out. Now he did do it. He made a mistake. He did red instead of black. That's not what the customer wanted.
Right.
But how can it be? How is it possible that there could be a yitzia more than the shevach? What kind of dyer is that? How can that be? How can it cost more to dye it than it's worth afterwards?
That's business.
What?
It happens all the
time. The Marsha says, he says, where is that Marsha? V'chi b'shotim askin? I'm talking about shotim?
Apparently he...
Right? What kind of case? How can that be a case like this? Before you told me we didn't do it right. That could be. How can it be? What kind of business? How can it be a business? Every time it costs him more than he was going to get in profit?
No.
How can that be?
Very simple.
Yeah?
Very simple answer. If you have something that, let's say, is worth, you have a red dyed wool, is worth $20 on the market, okay? But it costs you the material now, for whatever reason, is $10, and the dyeing it is today $11.
Right, so it costs you $21.
It costs you $21.
You can only sell it for $20.
You can only sell it for $20. Now, how can it happen? What do you mean? It happens all the time.
It does?
Yeah. It's even market fluctuations.
It's the cost of business.
Market fluctuations.
I hear. Okay.
Monkey built a house that cost $100,000.
Somebody puts $150,000 onto a house that's worth $700,000. They can only get $800,000 on the market today.
I hear. All right, I hear.
All the time.
It's a grump.
Well, you agree on a price and the wood goes
I hear. All right. So anyway, we said it 100 times. Tomorrow's daf is going to be like this. So Reb Meir holds that the dyer is kone the wool by making a mistake.
Right.
He didn't do it on purpose, but it's the same din as a goslin. Same din. It's not a goslin. It's not a goslin.
What do you call that?
Shinri kone. Shinri kone. Even though it's the same rules, a goslin. Even though it's not a goslin. Shinri kone. And then you pay the owner the damage, right? Reb Yehuda doesn't hold like that. Reb Yehuda holds, there's no such thing as Shinri Kone. It's not a goslin. So what happened? He made a mistake. So then it depends. If the Shevach is worth more or if the expenses are worth more. 1 minute. My Ka'ur. What does that mean, Ka'ur? Amar of Nachman, Rabbah, Ravu, Rechana, Hana, Kalbus. Kalbus. My Kalbus, what does that mean? Amar Rabbah, Bar Shmuel, Kafra, Dudi. Right? The somehow the pot or the flame ruined the dye. What kind of ruining of the dye? What exactly does that mean? Kafra dudi, duday. Right?
The chemicals were, they got ruined.
Exactly. So that's what it means. That's what it means. And that was the first case.
Why did you say black to red or red to black?
Mishnah always says like that. Mishnah always says like that.
Always does both.
I ask you to buy chitim and you buy barley. I ask you to buy barley and you buy chitim. Always says that.
I asked that question years ago.
Right. Never got an answer?
Nope.
All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Right. Everybody have a very good day.